On to Bahrain, where a fresh round of talks has begun between the government and opposition, with political issues high on the agenda. The first round of talks was held on Saturday amid popular protests against such discussions. Leaders from only two opposition groups, Al-Wafaq and Al-Awad, are participating. This because of other opposition leaders are in custody. Al-Wafaq has warned that it will withdraw from the negotiations if the people's demands are not heeded. The talks go on amid continued crackdown by the Saudi-backed regime on pro-reform protests, which started back in February. The regime forces used gunshots and tear gas to break up protests in the villages of Nawaidrat and North Sehla. The protests were chanting slogans against Bahrain's King Hamad al-Khalifa. Onto the UK, where British Foreign Secretary William Hague is in Saudi Arabia to discuss the revolutions sweeping through the Arab world. The visit aims to focus on opportunities and risks these revolutions could present to both Britain and its allies in the Middle East. Let's take a closer look.
British Foreign Secretary William Hague is visiting Saudi Arabia at a time when a wave of protests continued to rock the Arab world. Revolutions that successfully toppled longtime dictators in Tunisia and Egypt have spread to Libya, Bahrain, Yemen, and Saudi Arabia, where people are demanding an end to repressive hereditary rule. Upon his arrival in Riyadh, Hague was quick to ensure London's support for the Al Saud regime. The two sides also pledged to work together on regional issues, including what's happening in Yemen, Bahrain, Libya, and Syria.
Long-standing imperial and colonial relationship that dates, of course, back throughout the 20th century.
Both Saudi Arabia and Bahrain have been accused of backing autocratic hereditary Arab regimes. In February, Riyadh sent troops to Bahrain to help the Al Khalifa regime silence dissenting voices. A recent report shows that the Saudi forces deployed in Bahrain have been trained by the British military. It's been almost 5 months since Saudi-backed Bahraini regime forces began their clampdown on anti-government protesters. Dozens of Bahrainis, including children, have been killed since then. A number of detainees were also tortured to death. The repression continues despite Manama's announcement of an end to a month-long emergency law. Bahraini protesters accuse regime forces of using British-made arms. A British parliamentary committee report has revealed that Britain sold arms to Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, and Libya, even though they are being used as instruments of oppression.
So human rights are hardly the question. It's the opposite of that. The predicate for sustaining control is autocratic regimes, regimes that are not answerable to the population or responsive to their aspirations.
In remarks before his visit to the Middle East, Hague said that Arab governments need to respond to legitimate calls for greater freedom, with reform and not repression. However, like other Western diplomats, he failed to criticize the repressive monarchies, which are the creation of 20th century British colonialism.